This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the All India Radio News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of All India Radio News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked the states and union territories to undertake appropriate activities to make communities aware of the monkeypox disease. In an advisory, the ministry requested the states to develop a surveillance strategy. It also provided a list of laboratories operationalized for testing. The advisory includes clinical management protocols, infection prevention and control practices, as well as a risk communication strategy. The ministry has instructed the states to assess public health preparedness at health facilities, with reviews to be conducted by senior officials at both the state and the district levels. In a historic milestone, more than 80 crore seedlings have been planted so far across the country under the mega plantation drive Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. As per the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, the target of planting 80 crore seedlings was achieved on the 25th of this month, 5 days before the deadline. The ministry attributed the success to the collaborative efforts of government agencies, local communities and various stakeholders. The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign has achieved nationwide success in afforestation, with Uttar Pradesh leading the way by planting around 26 crore saplings. The central government has announced an increase in minimum wage rates by revising the variable dearness allowance. The new wage rates will take effect from 1st of October. The minimum wage rates are categorized based on skill, unskilled, semi-skilled and highly skilled, as well as by geographical areas A, B and C. National Investigation Agency has arrested a key accused in the United Liberation Front of Assam Alpha 1 case related to the planting of improvised explosive devices across multiple locations in Assam. In a statement, the NIA said that the accused Gautam Barua was nabbed from the outskirts of Bengaluru, where he was hiding. The agency further stated that the accused was part of the Alpha 1 operatives who has placed IEDs at locations in North Lakhimpur district in Assam at the behest of the top leadership of the banned outfit. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, interacted with the students from Tawang and West Kameng districts who had participated in the National Integration Tour to Delhi and Mussoorie at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The governor encouraged the students to take heart the experience of the tour and let it inspire them to become more informed, more respectful and more responsible individuals. With knowledge and a deep understanding of our country, they can contribute to Viksit Bharat at the rate 2047, making India even greater, he said. Meanwhile, the governor commended Gajraj Corps, 4 Corps, for organizing the tour for students in their area of responsibility. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation, in collaboration with Brahma Kumaris, organized a Swachhata Pledge event with the theme Spirituality for a Clean and Healthy Society at the IMC office yesterday. Addressing the media, Mayor Tame Pasang highlighted the event's focus on promoting cleanliness and well-being through spiritual practices and collective community efforts. The pledge event is part of the Largest Swachhata Hai Seva campaign. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.